Country to launch the Refugee Exit Plan, REP. Farmers expressed dissatisfaction with payment process. Belgian court reopens Patrice Lumumba murder case. In international news and in sports news, Zambia handball men's national team departs for Africa Cup of Nations.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Zambia has become the first country to launch the Refugee Exit Plan, REP, an innovative program aimed at enhancing health and wellness, psychosocial support, skills and life preparedness, cultural orientation, and pathways toward long-term self-sufficiency for refugees. The plan is a people-centered program that supports displaced individuals before departure, during the transition process, and well in their resettlement and integration phase. The Office of the Commissioner for Refugees in the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, in collaboration with Agents of Hope Training and Information Center, AHTIC, yesterday launched a groundbreaking of the plan. Speaking during the launch, Commissioner for Refugees, Tovin Kaneneka, emphasized the MOU focus on collaboration, responsibility, and innovation in addressing the complex humanitarian challenges. He highlighted the importance of supporting refugees to rebuild their lives with dignity as well as purpose. Of Hope Training and Information Center Chief Executive Officer and Founder Nana Ahmed praised Zambia's leadership and hospitality, noting that the organization's commission is to restore hope and dignity to displaced individuals. The partnership aims to empower refugees towards self-reliance and a brighter future. To Two men have been sentenced to 1 year in prison with hard labor for stealing electricity equipment in Solwezi. The Solwezi Magistrate Court convicted Watson Kashimoto, age 21, and Jeremiah Otella, age 33, for stealing transformer winders worth nearly 280,000 kwacha. The sentence was given on the 13th of January 2026 by Resident Magistrate Honorable Chanda. This court says the arrest followed investigations that began in April 2025 after stolen transformer parts were found on a motorbike abandoned at a crime scene. The suspects were later arrested through joint efforts by ZESCO security and the police. Meanwhile, ZESCO has reported a reduction in security cases across the country. In December 2025, the utility recorded 1,584 cases, down from 1,923 in November. However, losses increased with stolen property worth over 11 million kwacha recorded in December. Theft remains the most common crime, while vandalism cases have increased. ZESCO has warned that anyone who tampers with electricity infrastructure will face the full force of the law and has urged the public to report suspicious activities to the police or ZESCO security. This is according to a statement issued by ZESCO's Corporate Affairs Department. Chiengi MP and aspiring presidential candidate Dr. Given Katuta has alleged that freedom of expression has significantly declined under the current UPND administration, particularly for citizens who do not belong to the ruling party. Dr. Katuta said many Zambians are living in fear of arrest or harassment when they criticize the government or its leaders, despite claims by the UPND that it has restored freedom of speech in the country. She argued that while ruling party members often boast about improved democratic space, ordinary citizens are unable to freely express their views without fear of repercussions. The Chiengi lawmaker further criticized the country's political parties, saying they no longer serve the interests of the people, but instead prioritize their own survival and legacies. She added that political parties are more focused on building legacies for their organizations rather than delivering meaningful development to citizens. Dr. Katuta said her decision to pursue the presidency was driven by a desire to introduce a new political culture centered on people-driven leadership, although she acknowledged that her ambitions have been met with ridicule by some sections of society.
They've done their part, but in most cases it's about their personal interests. I realize that all these political parties, it's not about owned by the people and in self-interest love. They don't believe in that. What they believe in, they believe in first, you know, satisfying their political parties and themselves. It's about a legacy for their party, not to deliver. I decided to come in and to say, let me introduce a new thing, which a lot of people have taken it like a joke, and they've ridiculed me.
Some farmers have expressed dissatisfaction with what they describe as slow and tedious payment process, despite assurances that all payments for the 2025 crop marketing season have been concluded. In an exclusive interview with PowerFM News, several farmers complained of the process, highlighting that it requires them not only to travel long distances, but also to go through lengthy procedures to access their payment, a situation they say is costly, exhausting, and time-consuming. The affected farmers have called on the government to introduce a more efficient and accessible payment system, arguing that the current process is discouraging and does not adequately consider the challenges faced by farmers, especially those in remote areas. Meanwhile, some farmers have also urged government to promote crop diversification, saying this will help farmers move away from the reliance on maize and invest in other profitable crops.
Ashara, I will go for try. I'm going to January. Tomorrow, 18 to 19. So I'm a buffalo head guy because my December, I'm a swanga. So it's not team different than I'm going to do some brico kuno. Some to do team brilliant so no. Some to do fast in a way. Some to do magu a way. Some to do some complete. Some to do some pang and this. But then Zara can kill with some chicken kebabo. Kebabo. Muga to me. Some to do Maria. Some to do Kubantu. Some to do kebabo too. Some to do some chicken kebabo. Some to do some Nigeria. Some to do some Italian.